Okay, it's Pater's Pod number 80, the Big 80, Doug.
It's the Big 80, Pater's Pod number 80. Hey, that looks pretty good. I hadn't seen the shot of it until right now.
Pretty cool,
it huh? looks cool. Yeah, we got the double curtains going, guys, for Pater Pod 80. It's time to celebrate on number 80. I'm sitting here. I look like a boy. I look like a doll. A boy doll.
Got Doug
with my feet up. This is nice. This actually visually looks cool, especially the behind the scenes actually looks cool.
That's pretty cool.
It looks like a real set.
And I can't wait for Friday. We're going to be getting Google Fiber, and that means we're going to start doing ultra-low latency streams so that there's going to be basically instantaneous communication between the chat and us.
Huge.
No delay.
Huge.
We're going to have 2 gigabit.
That's crazy. I wonder what mine is. I have fiber at my house, but it's AT&T.
Might be
somebody
one.
Came to my
two,
door.
I think 2 is excessive.
Somebody came to the door the other day trying to get me to go to 5G, get a 5G box, which I think I might actually just get a 5G box because it's a lot cheaper. And I don't do any streaming at my house, really. Anyway, what's up? We got Dingus808. We got Gandalf the Black, Spiggles Wiggleton, Rafe Trash Image, Touche, Dark Marker, Leon is here. Dana's here, a.k.a. Skeleton Realm, the chat pod, Grayson S, SMS, Mass, Touche, Wet Bonky, Grayson S, Gandalf the Black. Now I'm repeating myself.
Grayson says, please describe it for 12 minutes straight.
Okay, Grayson.
Is that...
Chill.
Are you being facetious? Am I long-winded? Doug Sam, I'm going to bed now. It's super hardcore late, but I just wanted to say thanks for an epic episode. I'll wait you see it.
Thank you, Gandalf, and we're so glad that Gandalf is among the Pato ranks as well. Wet Bonky says, wow, with some sort of old English swagger.
Wow.
Is that an old English?
What?
A-E? Mixed together? It
seems like
reminds
to me
of Beowulf.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
It makes me think of Beowulf.
I think it's also just for pronunciation style, you'd see to say that's how you pronounce Beowulf.
Yes.
A guide.
We do have a kitty cat with us in the studio tonight.
Oh, a couple of them. Come here.
Dennis is a phonetic symbol. Yeah, okay.
Come here.
So, yeah, we had a I had a great week. What have you been up to?
I don't know. I'm feeling like just chilling after that episode 100. Feeling good, chilling.
I feel good after 100. I feel like nothing is hanging over my head, and we can just get back into that back to the basics flair. We do have some plans for doing some more streaming, which we would.
Yeah, so on April 1st, we've announced.
That'll be fun.
I think we need to make a Patreon post about that saying, mark your calendars, because I scheduled the thing, and then I realized no one knows it's scheduled, except Discord. We posted about it in Discord, but so I need to make a Pater's post anyway.
Hmm.
To say, mark your calendars. We'll be driving to all the famous motels you've come to know, and we're going to check back in on all the motels from Motel Hunters.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fine. We want to get the mic set up so that we could get out of the car, and you could still hear the audio, so we could talk to people.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just looking at the inside of a car, but you could hear.
Yeah, it'll basically be like Motel Hunters Live. I'll probably, because what we accidentally found out last time is when we put in our AirPods to just monitor Discord is that one of them has a mic on it. And so I'll just wear that. And you park really close to the motel, and I'll run in and say, hey, what's up?
That'd be fun. Maybe we can plan to eat something, too.
Yeah, I think we should.
In the car. Well, great. That'll be fun. April 1st, April Fool's Day. I thought the show tonight went pretty well.
Compared to what we were... saying beforehand versus what they are saying now.
Yeah, it wasn't the best show. Some of the segments were not thought out at all and sucked ass to match. Yeah. But I don't know. Sometimes I'm in more of a silly mood than other times. And actually, when I'm not in a silly mood, the show is probably performed better. But when I am in a silly mood, I enjoy it more, but I break.
So you were serious? What
I
mood?
Felt not that silly, but I did also break, so it was the worst of both worlds.
I think when you came over today, you were making me laugh
when
you
walked
in the front door, and I was like, Doug's in
really,
a silly mood,
I
and
was.
Then you sat down and read the show doc, and you just went...
I went, fuck the show.
Yeah,
the
you
week.
Went... You, well, you got just completely ice cold.
I didn't really
cold.
Think about the show much, because after 100, my brain went, we're done forever.
No, we started writing this after 99.
The chair one was $4.99.
Yeah, and then there's a few that we threw on there casually.
Actually, my favorite one.
Morph's apology was F9.
Yeah, that was all lore.
So
stuff.
They're really old, and then bedtime, kind of bedtime.
I enjoyed the cinema review. I came up with that one last minute, like yesterday.
Oh yeah, that's a really hardcore back to the basic style.
Yeah, it's classic,
and it was very enjoyable. You were laughing. Yeah. I somehow had you laughing, which is unusual. your own prompts.
Yeah, I laugh at my own. I smell my own farts, and I laugh at my own jokes. But yeah, we were talking this week about car streaming. Now, I'm car pilled. I'm car streaming pilled hardcore. I want to just drive around and live stream constantly in a car. And we had this idea for a separate series that we could do, which we could live stream, and then we could actually cut them into actual sort of episodes.
Trent's live right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang, that's cool.
We should raid his ass.
Yeah, we should apologize for not including his.
Oh, yeah, no, the Paters actually, we have to show him tonight. They were asking multiple times.
Okay, we'll show him.
Show us.
I don't think I've seen it, actually. But, no.
It's
but,
exactly as scripted.
But anyway, we were talking this week about doing a show called Georgia Rain Chasers, and we'd be storm chasing. We could live stream storm chasing, but we just chase rainstorms.
Yeah.
And it would be so cool. What I would like to do is Skelly fund a really cheap vehicle that's bright yellow and outfit it. It's a streaming vehicle.
That's scary.
We get a custom tag that said SRL or something.
Yeah. What scares me is that it'd be a really cheap car that would break.
It'd be a money pit, yeah.
But we get to ride it all off. But on the other side,
you'd be surprised. You can get a good, like, actually the ideal would be a cargo van that was painted yellow, which would be like crazy rare to find. But like a late 90s Ford Econoline that's yellow, that's just panel van, cargo van, would be epic, dude. Because then we could like travel and stream in it and just do stuff. I don't know. I feel like if we had a car, if we got like a cool van or a car, we our content would improve. Because we'd go places and like shoot videos. Maybe I just want a car.
My concern is you would almost never see the exterior because we would be inside of it.
Yeah, so it wouldn't. Wet Bongi says, I used to have a yellow bug. That was actually the vehicle I was thinking of, a yellow bug, because that's one of the only cars you can find commonly yellow. I like the idea of getting a PT Cruiser. Probably wouldn't get a yellow PT Cruiser. They have gold ones, but PT Cruiser would break down constantly and be a piece of shit. A yellow bug would probably also break down and be a money pit, but it wouldn't be as bad. But like a late 90s, early 2000s yellow bug would be epic.
Okay.
It'd be really funny, the two of us smashed in there and chasing rainstorms in Georgia. Only Georgia and only rain. And we're just coming up on, we're like, look at that front, man. Look at that rain. That'd be cool. We could interview people about the storm at like gas stations.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
They'd be like, how was it driving in that rain? Ooh, guys, boy. Like, oh, yeah. It was tough.
And we got to, oh, and the other, the missing link there is because I think it'd be so fun to go up to the North Georgia style.
Yeah.
And get some of that country flavor.
Yeah.
But it's
North
service.
Streaming.
Service sucks. So what's the really missing link here is Starlink. Starlink satellite internet technology, which I was skeptical of because who knows what, Elon's thing, mixed bag there, famously, as we, say the least. But
it doesn't seem like the tech is that far off. You can get it now, can't you?
No, I was talking to a friend of mine who moved into the middle of the desert and had zero internet, and he had to basically, like, snail mail USBs as an editor. An animator.
You can get Starlink.
And he got Starlink, and he said it's like...
It's great.
It's better than the internet he'd have in the city.
I mean, that's cool. That
and
really
it's wireless.
Opens up,
it's satellite.
You could be on an island in the middle of the ocean.
So you can get a hotspot. They call it Rome, or I forget what it's called.
Some sort of satellite type deal.
It's Starlink on the go.
Man, when I was younger, I wanted to do van life. I wanted to be a van freak.
Yeah, I know. I remember that. You had a great one.
I got really into it, and I had a van that I kind of outfitted, but it wasn't that. It was really shitty. It was not nice. And
it
didn't have systems in it. It was just basically a cargo van with a bed in it.
It had a sun panel.
Well, that was my mom. So my mom bought one, and my mom camped in it all the time. And then she let me. I still have it. It's in my backyard. It needs some work, but I can take that out. I took it out to like Grand Teton and Wyoming and stuff. But I always just was like, man, as soon as the Starlink thing happens, because this was like 2020 and before, I guess before it was prevalent. Mm-hmm. But I was like, as soon as Starlink happens, I'm getting a van and I'm just living in a van. Because I just like to drive. Because I could just sit and just freaking game all day and just live in a freaking van. And just pick up some freelance garbage work from home swag. But then, I don't know. It's a living in a van's not easy. And it, but I feel like there's so many people that do that now that all really? The systems are there across the country where there's like so many places to stop and stuff probably.
We might drive to, for my work, we might drive to Texas.
Oh, yeah?
And back within 3 days.
Why drive?
Because tickets are extremely expensive.
Oh, really?
Partially due to the full solar eclipse that will be happening.
Oh, because everybody's going out there to see it.
Apparently, yeah.
Why are you going out there? Just to film something?
There's a subject to interview there, and it'd be interesting to do it during an eclipse, sort of.
Yeah, that eclipse is cool. It's April 8th, right?
Yeah.
It's like the one, remember the one in 2017?
Mm-hmm.
It's, this one is an exact X across the country.
What the?
It forms a perfect X. So there's one part in the middle of the country, I think in Illinois or something, where the totality intersected.
They doubled
perfectly.
It.
Yeah, they got both. Because the 2017 one, I remember it came, Atlanta was really close to the totality of it.
No, we basically were. That's
it,
like,
it was like,
yeah.
It was like 30 minutes to an hour north, and you were technically
in
the middle. But my mom's house in Atlanta, I remember standing outside when it happened, and it got totally dark, and the birds like got all freaked out. It was weird.
Me and Brittany drove up.
It was cool, though.
Drove north and got on the edge.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
We just pulled over and... On the side
it's
of the interstate.
It's pretty weird, man. It's pretty weird.
It's
I kept
crazy.
Thinking about what ancient individuals think of that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
They must have been geeked out. They must have been.
They were geeking out.
They must have been geeking out.
I was geeking
that.
Out.
Yeah. And imagine a caveman.
A caveman. Shane B says, freelance garbage collector would be fun job. Yeah, it would. Wet Bonky says, Subaru Baja goated as freak. What is the Subaru Baja? That's the one that the tiny truck bed, I think. Somebody was mentioning an FJ Cruiser, too, which is a Toyota FJ Cruiser that's bright yellow would be great.
It'd be funny to get the smallest
Subaru
truck bed.
Subaru Baja.
Humanly look that possible. Up. You were saying a funny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, dude, they did. Subaru Bajas are commonly yellow. Dude, this would be so sick to do storm chasing in.
Damn. Oh, that's. That's kind of got a very professional swagger to it, frankly.
Subaru is a good car, too. Like, if it was, like, in good shape, you know. My all-time favorite would be a PT Cruiser, but they're just built like shit, probably. And they just fall apart. What were you going to say? Sorry, I cut you off earlier.
Oh, no. Grayson, I see that. Thank you.
Baja is so tight.
Subaru Baja. No, but Twister 2 is coming out.
Somebody made a Baja Blast Subaru Baja.
So.
Twister 2.
Twister 2 is coming out. And so that means that storm chasing, rain chasing, wind.
Is going to get
wind chasing,
popular again.
It's going to be crazy. Subaru Bajas are going to be so difficult to buy because of all the storm chasing.
Storm chasing is so funny. We used to joke about storm chasing on tour because basically you become a storm chaser.
A Nissan Cube
would be. Travel
enough
on tour.
Terrible for storm chasing, I guess.
Nissan Cube.
It's the most. You become one of the cubes of Dorothy, the famous Twister 1 Cube.
That's a cool car. You know what's a cool car is a Honda Element. If they made a yellow Honda Element. I saw some posts. It was like Honda Element. We probably already mentioned this on the podcast. For some reason, I feel like I've said this before. There was like a Honda Element meetup. I just liked that. Ryan says, congrats on SRL. Honda Element? You know what a Honda Element?
Not off the dome.
Honda Element.
Google it for
Come
me.
On, dude. You know what a Honda Element is.
I want you to Google it. We both have.
Look, it's this. You've seen these.
Ugh, I hate those.
They're awesome. I remember you can open the back and you can spray it with a hose because they're made for like the beach and surfing.
Okay.
Or something.
Yeah. I respect that, but boy, I don't like seeing them.
Honda Elements are cool, dude. They're made for the beach. Ryan says, congrats on SRL 100 last week. So amazing. You guys are the best. Sorry, I've been MIA, but very proud of the SRL team as always. Thank you, Ryan.
MIA.
Yeah, I was happy with the 100. We already talked about it on the last podcast.
Yeah, I think
which
so.
Which didn't feel like a Pater's pod because we were just driving around.
But, no, that was a crazy one. Daytime, we full of energy.
Yeah, that was fun, though, man.
Yeah, April 1st will be fun as well.
To storm chase.
Rain chasers.
I was thinking we got to start thinking about episode 110 now.
That's true. It always sneaks up.
I want to do on-location crap. I want to go out and do stuff somewhere else.
I mean, apparently my phone as a 5G hotspot
works
darn well. So.
Well, also, we could go somewhere that has internet.
The thing is that on-location is so hard to... ensure that there is like proper proper arcs and proper versus just pure wandering.
Yeah, you know? You're right.
But I
no,
would.
No, you're right. It's better to like, yeah.
But no, I mean, we could, yeah, no. But the proper thing is to figure out how to mix both. Like, how do we? Oh, there's actually one outdoor oriented stream that we won't say to spoil, but it's been probably for 70 episodes we've talked about potentially doing that one.
Mm, I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Or what you're talking about.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, man. Whenever they have like incredibly robust mobile hotspot or like wireless boxes that you can take anywhere, I guess that technology's already there, but at some point, man, they're going to have like fiber levels of speed and just like a box.
I mean, we Red Squared a couple times. It was really good. I mean, obviously, we barely left the city. We're driving.
Yeah, you can't be in the middle of nowhere, but you can be. I mean, but highways always have.
Let's look into the Starlink.
You can drive from here across the country on a major highway and pretty much have signal the whole way.
How cool would it be to go to Helen, the outskirts of Helen, and visit like the Cabbage Patch Torium?
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, just for a stream.
Yeah, for one of the drives.
That'd be a blast.
We can wait for when we know rain. It will rain. Yeah. And we'll go chase the rain.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah,
Rafe does say driving pod was my favorite Pater's pod ever. We're going to love April 1st's pod.
Yeah, that should be fun.
And you want to drive Fool's your car, Day. Right?
Yeah, we could do my car, sure. I have a GoPro mount on the windshield.
I wonder if that... those fucking GoPros, brother.
Yeah, we don't... I mean, we do... But that little shitty camera worked better than the damn GoPro.
And we can bring better ones this time. That camera was really shitty. But we should be able to bring a few.
Beep, beep. Kitty cat says silly. Beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Not a big Jerry guy, Ryan Sanders says.
Touche says, white name Sun Greed is jacking this Pater's pot. Uh-oh, we have a jacker. Reveal yourself. Did you see a post?
Speak up now. Speak now. Speak now in the chat. What'd you say?
Touche's on his beat. He's on the cop.
Yeah. Beat. Speak now, fucker.
Did they post a screen in general?
You are now hereby called before white name execution court. And you must explain yourself.
You know what I really enjoyed from the last episode 100 was some of the screenshots that people took of your face. Because there's some moments from 100 where you're so fucked. Like, your face is so fucked.
Yeah.
When I rewatched it, I realized that, like, really, you were, like, really in your element with that. Like, that is really your element. I was out of my element. I didn't feel happy with my performance, actually.
You were cracking me up, but I did feel, as I said, I had like probably the lowest heart rate of any SRL episode
so chill.
Ever. Just like, yeah.
And the crew and the lights and everything, and they were like, all right, 5 minutes, like yelling stuff. And I got like nervous. And then when we went live, like I did the best I could. I just felt like I had all these things planned in my head, like I was going to do. And I just didn't execute. But then when I watched you back, it was like, man, you were just like... Because, I don't know, it is your like, persona. It just fits really nice into that.
I had so many crutches. World. Like, I had, like, I just knew everyone else was going to fuck up the graphics, and I didn't have any graphics to fuck up.
Yeah.
We had all the preambles.
Yeah, it was, always, like, the least that you had to do for any show, actually.
Yeah, I could always read a preamble, and then also the rhythm that we established to always go to breaks, I could just go, you know what, I can always just go after the break, you know, like, just do one of those. It was just so simple compared to the basically rocket science that I feel like I'm under a rock. I'm under a rocket getting blasted by Rocket Doug and trying in my head to think of, you know, it's just, this is such an abstract thing compared to that. It's so
you knew
formulaic.
What you're in for. Yeah.
On the episode 100, it's just so, basic. And, but yeah, I was very surprised. I was like, wow, I'm extremely calm. I feel more anxiety on, some average Back to the Basics episode.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I guess
anyway,
I get
thanks
that.
For your thanks for those kind words. I was feeling fine. But yeah, I did look very fucked. I've been swollen and greased up lately. But
okay. Sending secret messages. Yeah, I just feel like, man, I want to see more of you in that context because that was incredible. I'd love a show where it's just you as the host.
I did think, oh yeah, so I guess maybe I can pitch this to, is everything okay?
Yeah, Dana just said you should put something between your laptop and your lap. I said, why? She said, just in general.
You're going to fry your...
I was afraid... I think she's worried about that. I was afraid that I was showing something.
Oh.
And I was being indecent. It scared me. I just revealed Dana's secret message. Sorry, Dana.
Well, I was... Thanks for telling me. I was really curious.
I
was going to be really... If you hadn't told me that, I was going to be really disturbed and making some hypotheticals in my head of terrible things. But anyway...
Yeah.
Yeah,
I needed to say it so that Sam was okay, Dana.
Thank
sorry.
You.
Okay,
thank
go
you.
On.
We were talking about, you know, driver's pod, basically on banking holidays, because one thing about the driving thing is we kind of need to do it during the day. It's not going to look good on camera doing a night car driving thing.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking on...
Night vision might be funny.
Go
on. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. But yeah, I mean, we could crank the brightness and that kind of thing. But anyway, then we can go longer too. So and that's also kind of... I'm making an excuse that... on banking holidays that I have off, which is most of them, we do them on there. My wife doesn't have those off generally. Anyway, so that's going to be kind of the thing. Like maybe once a month, those end up happening. So we'll be able to manage some kind of driving one pretty regularly, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit of generally trying to figure out some other streams to do for Patriots only, I was thinking of one called Your News, Y-O-R-E, Your News, and it would be going through the Georgia archives of the old local news, raw, extremely raw footage, and watching tons and tons of raw archive news, which is, if you're in the Discord, you might remember the Twins conference, the Georgia Twins conference with the strange twins from the 80s.
What if we looked at old local news from across Georgia and found the exact places where the news stories happened and like went there?
Oh yeah.
And like stood where the thing happened and it'd be like some defunct building that had like a story from like the 80s and we could just stand there and talk about it. And the streaming could occur on the way too, driving there.
Yeah.
We call it the Georgia Your News Travelers.
That's
like
true,
blues,
but that's also
like blues traveler.
That's also a
news
driving
traveler.
One. I'm trying to think of one that could be done weekly, casually weekly in the house with a laptop.
I'm driver pilled. Sorry, I'm driver pilled.
That's a good idea. So I'm being extremely music maxing right now, and I apologize. You and all the paters told me stop. Many weeks ago.
What?
Stop playing music.
Music maxing?
Non-stop throughout a Pater's spot. But the buzz is really disturbing.
It's really not.
I really like the music to drown out the buzz already. So that's your news, random kind of spitball pitch.
Yeah.
Most of my streams are just involved just kind of watching something. So I don't know. But
yeah, it would be cool to... I stopped doing mine. It was just too... I didn't have the mental energy to do two shows in a week. Or three, you know, if you count, like, doing the Pater's Pod, just relaxing, but...
Yeah.
I mean, the Monday show I was doing was kind of like that, but I... Our form of streaming is weird. It's like... I guess they're just podcasts. I don't know. I wish that we could do, like, what, Bodhi and Kai do, where there's like walking around Japan, you know. That's what a lot of like the IRL streamer stuff, like it's such like they're like the dumbest people on earth. Like I was saying earlier, like streamers are like the dumbest individual. Like streamer is like so low dumb, and then the podcaster is like a close second. So like our entire thing, we are streaming podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that we're like these like intellectual giants, like our show serves the purpose of being like a piece of satire. So, you know, like there is that.
We scoot out of it, and we're unsuccessful.
Yeah, but we still like we're unsuccessful. Yeah, so. Definitely. But like we're using the format. It's like we're half joking with our show because I do like streaming live and stuff, but like it's a joke on like the podcast thing or something.
Absolutely.
But I don't know where I was going with that. I was just saying, I would like to just go all the way and be a dummy streamer and just walk around LA.
No, me too. I mean,
like a book bag where you can pay and it says what you, you know, it just screams out whatever you type.
Yeah.
Like the guy that went into the like a campus and he had like a super chat.
Oh, that's such a classic.
And like, and it's like a bomb thing, and he got like he went to like prison because he like basically went in and just, it's like stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Or like Ice Poseidon, that guy, and like all this, like that whole thing that happened that in that era. I guess like, you know, like Andy Milonakis was a big part of that scene.
Andy was too. I guess the original Andy was the Andy Kaufman of streaming, really.
Andy's
just
one
of the
OG.
None other like him, I guess. I haven't ever, not that I've watched a terrible amount of it, but I mean
that whole world's just funny to me.
Yeah, it's something weird. I mean, like, in seeing that debate recently with the Destiny fella and the four scholars,
Destiny,
or the three scholars, like, seeing that guy, I just got the heebie-jeebies because people were posting clips of his regular stream.
I'm not impressed by him, but...
Well, no, just but just seeing him stream, and you go, oh, yeah, that's...
He's a streamer.
That's
like,
streaming.
What is this?
That's like the... Yeah. He's kind of like... Is he the platonic streamer? Is he the...
I guess. I don't know about him. We're getting too topical talking about him.
No, I mean just on a pure outside thing. You walk down the street and see someone is looking at it on their phone, and you go, you just see the body language and the thing and the purple lights and the RGB.
They're purple light bedroom streaming. I'm talking about like the old school, like the I guess at this point it's old school, but like the IRL streamers who just walk around.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
And a lot of them, they are like the speakers mounted to their backpack shit, where the, you know, they say like nasty stuff.
No, of course. The bomb, the Harvard bomb threat. Wasn't that like, that was on a campus of a
That's kind of the panel. More like gestury type stuff that I was interested in, just like out of like, I'm just intrigued by it. I mean, the people seem like dummies. Like, it's like junk food. It's like junk food content, but it's interesting to me. Like, there's something going on there. The bedroom streamers with the neon lights are just like, I don't know. I guess I can't wrap my head around that. It's not entertaining to me to just see some dummy just...
No,
who are you? Like, I don't get it.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean by heebie-jeebies. It's, yeah.
But anyway, whatever.
I mean, no, but that is also, like, I don't know.
It's kind of weird how people get, like... I mean, I guess that's how it always is with online content stuff, but just getting, like, really attached to just, like, this random guy. Like, some of the people...
Bo Kinder just called Destiny Dream by accident.
Oh, yeah, Dream. The,
Norman Dream.
The idea, like, that, like, certain celebrities and stuff, they remind me of just a guy on a street corner. Like, there's literally nothing remarkable about them. They're not very charismatic to my eyes, you know? Maybe I have, like, a different threshold or whatever, but, like, somebody who's, like, not really charismatic, not really good-looking, they're not like, super intelligent, they're not really that funny, they're not just good on the list, they're just like a guy on a street corner, and I don't, nothing against them, you know? But it's, like, why is this person one of the most famous people in the world? And they pop up every now and then.
Who knows, yeah.
And I would know, like, the Destiny guy kind of seems like one where it's just, like, that's just a guy that would just be sitting on the bus with me. Like, why? What is this? It's kind of like I feel like everyone's in on a secret. It's like an emperor's clothing thing. It's like, what? You know? And I'm not saying that I'm, like, special, you know?
No,
I have 8,000 followers, not 8 million. And that's I look at that and I go, yeah, the universe is kind of, like, realistic. You know, I have, like, a niche thing I do. Like, but what is this? Just this? Maybe it's because they're so normal that most people are kind of brain dead normal. And so they just like that.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just a different media diet. Like, cause you also like, don't like movies all that much. And I don't, for example, I had never really like understood watching YouTube ever. Remember how we would discuss that kind of thing. There's just different media diets, frankly. I will say, and just, but that's only to like,
I guess for
preface
me,
it with like, I'm not trying to, if you have a streamer you enjoy, because they're out
it's
there.
It's just for me, like, if I'm going to let some guy into my brain, like take up a bunch of space in my brain, he has to compel me, I guess. And I guess I'm just missing out on what's compelling about some of these individuals that just seem so just like, you can find that guy at Pizza Hut. What's so compelling? I mean, that's really harsh of me, I guess, but I just don't see it because I guess I'm just getting older. That's part of it too. Because I feel this way about almost every single streamer. Because they're just watching other people's content. Like the XQC guy too. At least with him, you kind of think like, okay, he's kind of good looking and he kind of has like this riz about him, you know? And so you're like, okay. And his audience is like really young. And he, I don't know, his sense of humor is like a child. He's childlike. So he's kind of like, he's childlike. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? I guess.
I know.
Really,
I
mean, the thing I'm learning is that, I don't have any answers, and I'm just talking out of my ass. Really, the thing that I'm learning is just get offline. Just get off. Just get off the computer. Like, if you're on the computer right now, just close it. Just walk away. Close the screen and just walk outside. It might be dark, but just breathe the fresh air. Just get out of the internet. I'm like chronically addicted to the internet. I need to learn that.
Hey, get in line, brother.
Just get off. Just close the screen. Just turn it off. Just go. Just walk away. Just go outside.
They should do a thing where only one person can use the internet per day on the entire earth, or maybe per nation. So each nation, there's one person. You get to line up, and it's your day to use the internet, mm-hmm. and then everyone else has to get in line. And maybe that would take
that'd be cool.
200,000 years for everyone to get the day, but I don't know. Maybe you could optimize it.
Two says, Logie Dogie is goated, if you recall his vines. Touche says, streamers for the most part are boring as fuck. Yeah, it's boring. I think that our stuff's kind of boring too, but like again, like our stuff, even just us chatting right here, I've always felt, maybe this is like main character syndrome, but I've always felt that we're unique, and I don't have that many friends. I have Sam, I have Dana. Dana's more than a friend. She's my girlfriend too, but she is my friend. It's like I have like four people that I'm close to, and I don't relate to anyone else. And I feel like this show, I feel like the Realmers are like the disparate pieces of people like us.
Oh yeah, we've talked about that.
But
I think
it makes
I've hater spot
sense.
In a, no, absolutely.
It makes
the
sense
disparate.
That we only have 140 paters, and we have, you know, like we have this small thing, so it makes sense to me.
Dysphoria.
But yeah. I don't know. I just the stuff that's like. This guy, he has 100 trillion followers, and he makes $1 billion a day by farting in a chair. I go, huh? Like, wait, I could do that. But then it's like, no, wait, I couldn't, I guess.
Yeah.
Just farting on a chair for $1 billion a second. Getting, like, deals to, like, debate, like, scholars who have written, like, dozens of books on a topic. It's like, what?
Scary. Just
it's just odd.
Scary,
I don't get it.
Disturbing.
They should put me up there. I'll debate quantum mechanics with somebody. Doug from SRL debates quantum mechanics.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're just doing surgery. Us doing surgery, basically.
Felix says, SRL is truly advanced mentation. I think the whole reason we do this podcast is just to hear you guys talk about how goated we are.
we were talking about how, I don't know, it's just funny that if the reason we did Pater's Pod is because generally that's a tried and true model. You do a half hour, you do an hour after the paywall, but we've completely... like fucking knuckleheads, just totally like it's not the same format. It's so therefore it's not another hour.
Yeah, we just don't know what the fuck we're doing.
We can't make cutdowns of this because it's us completely mumbling.
I would welcome actually somebody. I think Dan one time made a cutdown from the Pater's Pod. I think like Pater's Pod content leaked. Like wink, wink, don't leak the content. You know,
but if
just leak it, just put it somewhere. Don't put the whole.
I think
thing.
It's very un.
We just don't have enough fans and people out there searching Skeleton Realm to care.
Oh,
just
surely.
Not a big
no, but I mean, like,
base.
But if they'll, it's again against the model where it's not like the regular show. It's difficult to make a cut down, and therefore we can't promote it, and therefore it's like only for the like we've called it like a very much a roundtable style thing where we have the board, our board here. And we discuss things with our board.
Well, here's I want to make a pitch to the board. Well, not a pitch, maybe like an excuse. Like, I don't know, people who are here obviously like it, so they stay week after week. But I would say, I feel like we're in
but driving
purgatory.
Around,
we're
we can like, post a clip of us driving around. That's
cool, yeah.
Anyway, that's what brought up the thing.
I feel sometimes as though we're kind of in like purgatory limbo with our content because I feel as though... if we had more fans and which means more like funding, we would do way more like episode 100, like one-offs type stuff like that, where it costs, you know, a certain like thousands of dollars to do it. We would do that, and we would do more like Motel Hunters, and we would have more actually like content that would get out to the world. But we're stuck in this limbo where we just don't have the time and the money to do it. But it's like if we could just get up to like this like next level, we could actually make like a ton of cool stuff, which was the whole thing with Adult Swim. Like that was what Adult Swim was going to afford us to do, you know, which it didn't work. So now I just feel like we're stuck. I do enjoy what we do with the show and everything. But sometimes I'm just like, man, I just wish that we could just get that little bump, because then we could do.
No, we're definitely.
We could do a Motel Hunters type pilot every month, and we could do like a. We could even go back to the studio with John and be like, hey, John, we have an idea to shoot another thing, and let's budget it out and let's do it this month. I mean, gosh, we could make so much cool stuff, but I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like we're walking on a treadmill, but I actually still enjoy it, so.
Yeah.
I mean, how selfish can you be to desire, like, total freedom, you know, and money to do your artwork or whatever. It's like kind
or,
of
no,
like,
total,
it's kind of ridiculous.
A total like
think
not,
that you are owed that or whatever.
Yeah, the belief that it's you deserve so, a like 4-to-1 payback for
yeah, exactly, yeah.
For being I mean, well, having yeah. the having the privilege to like
it's silly
to do art or music or whatever the hell, and then do, be, have the time and space to be able to do it to a certain yeah. degree. And then want sixfold payback.
Exactly, it's ridiculous. Point. It's actually very selfish. I think what we have now should be incredibly grateful for, and I am. I try to be. I try not to think about what we could do. It's
nah,
silly because we have so
it's,
much.
It's still
our
blue
fans
balling.
Are so epic. What we have is amazing.
Yeah. But no, I mean it's I. But I have giant swollen battered purple dark.
Uh oh, here he comes with his
blue balls.
There they are. There it is. Yes. I remember we were talking to Mike.
And
Mike
spraying.
Was, what would you say Mike's role was on this episode 100?
Morgan? Mike Morgan?
Yeah.
Technical director.
The technical director, Mike Morgan.
Among other things.
We were having dinner with him the night before, and we were talking about the business, talking about TV and stuff, you know, because they see a lot of stuff that gets made. They make their own movies. They make movies for other people. They you know, they're in the business. And I was just like, is it actually possible to have a TV show? Like, That seems to me to be actually at this point basically impossible, like impossible. And I was so happy that I finally got the answer that I had thought was real
would,
the whole time.
I thought
he
it
said,
would,
he said, yeah. Yeah, it's impossible. And then he followed up and he goes, what you guys have done is impossible too. And I went, you know what? That's right. Actually,
yeah.
Even just to get where, like, to have like a little community that we have that it's like so awesome and devoted and cooperative, who submits zine pages and funds our operation completely and watches
yeah.
us every week, gets excited. I mean, that it was it
no,
put
I mean,
it in perspective for me, and I was thankful that Mike said that, because I went, you know what, yeah, you're right. What it's this is just as impossible as having a show, and we did this is epic.
Indeed, it's a
and
strange
it made me
format
happy.
No, absolutely. I like Mike
that way.
Mike's great.
Yeah, Mike is awesome. All those guys are great.
He's as cool as a cucumber.
I haven't spent much time with Mike. Yeah, he's really chill.
He's hard to read almost. He's so cool.
Yeah,
he's,
but he's real nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
He's very nice. Yeah.
Like,
he gave us the he was him who
gave
us
the dry erase
board.
Yeah. We were so into it, and
yeah, we're jumping up and down.
He was excited to get rid of it because he said it was taking up space.
Yeah, they kept tripping over it apparently.
All that set was just junk that we found around the building, like, because that building has a set, and then there's all these offices in there that have all the production teams and different companies that rent it out. It's like, I think it's like four or five different companies, which one of them is John and Mike's. But we just walked around in the hallways and just grabbed shit, like the stupid plant looking thing was just next to the bathroom, and the couch was just sitting in the lounge. So that whole thing, and then the set was built out of garbage. Like, me and John literally went into the dumpster and got some stuff. I think we went to Home Depot and spent like $150, $200, but
oh,
everything
nice.
Else was just laying around. The floor was there, the walls. We nail gunned them up, but it was really thrown together with a tight budget, so we really didn't waste money on it. We didn't waste Pater funds on it. I was happy with the way everything came together.
Yeah, pretty darn affordable.
Sound guy was good.
Well,
no, you're well. You have high.
I don't think so.
I like his energy.
Listening,
I like.
He was so nice, and then
he was really
our
nice.
Monitors, everything functioned so well. But then after the fact, I was like,
kind of quiet. You think
the it was super roomy
Maybe
sounding.
That wasn't him. Maybe you, that was more like.
Well, he. I mean,
yeah,
he controlled the sound.
And I was still happy with
you
it.
You could hear the whole crew gathering.
Did it on pretty short notice.
No, I know. He was an angel. He was an angel sent from heaven. Frankly,
I really liked him.
But Paul Katzman came later after you left, and he was like, "How do you do?"
Yeah.
He's like, he's the last second dude.
I give him an A+. And fuck you if you say anything else different. Just kidding.
No, I'm sorry.
And that crane, we hired the guy with the crane, or what do you call that? Arm? camera arm.
Apparently, it's called a jib.
A jib. Oh, that's what's. Yeah, that's somebody said jib just now.
Yeah, and that was a super epic one. We used one on the Breathers video, which I'll have to ask Lee if we can do an advanced preview. Speaking of advanced preview, I should pull up the. We can watch the one and only Trent Linkarski video.
Oh yeah, check that out. Yeah, it's a shame we couldn't include this. Did we tell Trent why?
I wrote an email.
Okay, good. Yeah, Trent sent this just a little bit too late. We had everything compiled and we already gave it to all the guys. The day of was really hectic and we had to finish all of our graphics and videos and give them to the Mike and the other fellow there sitting at the desk who were controlling everything for the episode. But Trent sent his congratulations video like... it must have been like half an hour after we had finalized everything. He was close. I should have told him.
I mean, it was.
I told him the day of was fine, but I should have said day of before four or something or five. Or
yeah,
whatever.
But it was a low. I mean, it was not.
Yeah,
it's
not like he bent over backwards. He, you know.
It was. I mean, yeah, we tried to make it very, not a big ask. But he did rush home. He was filming something in San Francisco, he said, and then he rushed home and recorded that.
Oh, that's cool.
He said that's why he was late. And we said, oh, you know what I'm kicking myself for? I mean, story of my darn life is that I wanted to do that cold open on this show today, this one thing, and then I was just throwing ideas to the winds of
low
effort.
Yeah, we had a cold open plan for this.
But anyway, I thought it'd be really great to get Bodie and Kai to do a 101 congrats.
Yeah, and then do congrats like
And then we're like, you don't have to
keep congratsing us. Yeah.
Okay, let me download.
We need to get on a call with them because they wanted to chat, and it would be cool to just like have them on the podcast maybe sometime.
Absolutely,
just
live. That is like a
we should just have
number
them on the
one
dang podcast
number one priority. Yeah, we should have them on here. It'd be pretty easy.
Yeah, this
to
would be
just,
easy. Just have them call in.
Yep.
On Discord or something.
Oh yeah, because they mentioned the Discord themselves. They're savvy
could do a
youngsters.
Discord call. We could just chat.
Savvy youngsters. All right, I'm gonna drag this in, and then I'm gonna pause it as quick as I can.
That would be so cool. I was thinking about how much fun it would be to be in Japan with them. Just watching them.
Yeah.
Just walking around.
All right, let's watch this Trent video here. You can... this was going to be the third one. And then after him...
It would have been
potentially
all
edited been,
up and stuff, right?
Potentially. I was actually thinking that there'd have been... a kind of humorous thing of his being totally dry. But yeah, we definitely didn't have time to edit it. But this is raw straight from Trent, but it is also
raw straight from Trent.
It is just like by the script,
this
more or less, but he
raw
did,
Trent.
He did go, off the script as well. All right, here he is.
Hello, Sam and Doug. It's me, Trent Linkarski, and I'm here to congratulate you guys on 100 episodes as well. In addition to my appearance in episode 59 of Skeleton Realm Live, you might know me from my YouTube channel, where I post a wide variety of videos from baking to animations to comedy sketching to comedy journaling. But what I value most is collaboration, and I truly think it's key to creativity. It keeps things fresh. It's great to work with new people and try new things with new people, and yeah. While reviewing your channel, as I so often do, I noticed over 100 live episodes, well, this will be the 100th, 78 subscriber-only podcasts, and dozens of both long and short-form videos. And in all that time and all that content, you've only collaborated with about 4 people. I feel as though I should emphasize also the fact that simply writing a few paragraphs for someone to record themselves reading is not true collaboration. You did this to me in episode 59, and you're doing it to me right now to match as well. Eventually, you'll have to be in the same room as someone besides each other. Anyways, happy 100. You guys rock. Love what you're doing. And one giant clap for 100 now.
Nice.
Thanks,
Steve. He read it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're at... so, yeah, we... part of that it would have been the fault, but we were very happy with what we got.
Yeah, I would have been happy with just either one of those. One, too. Just one would have been fine. But so that's why we sent it to like a bunch of people.
One of my issues with Joel and Trent's is that they come off as such nice guys that the joke doesn't almost doesn't work. You know.
Well, like, I don't know. Maybe it's kind of funnier because they're just so sweet. It's like the thing they're saying is like what? Yeah.
Anyway, I love music. I want to hear music. Oh, yeah.
Did you see somebody posted like a, somebody posted in the Discord a, somebody did an interrogation spoof like ours?
But you told me about it.
Yeah, it was like a channel with like a million subs, you know, so the video got like massive hits. And I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was as good as ours. If I'm being honest, not shots fired at these guys. I forgot they're a huge channel. You could probably find
it. What's the name?
I don't want to do shots fired at them. Their thing was great and funny.
Okay. Do I know?
I just thought that ours was a little more theirs went totally for the craziness full stop. I mean, ours does too, but ours is like the fidelity and the way ours is shot.
Look, 3 hours ago, someone commented on ours.
I saw that's what made me think of it.
This cannot be real.
This cannot be real, yeah. Because I think ours fools better. Ours is actually more believable because it's less crazy. I actually saw that Connor O'Malley did this too in like one of his bigger videos. He has a fake interrogation thing and
he's really
nobody
good at
really nails it exactly the way that we do. Not to be like, I don't want to talk us up too hard, but the fidelity is important and the audio fidelity is important.
Yeah,
you can't just shoot it and put it in the
jacked
corner and then like do some like, and I thought that anyway, but a lot of the comments on theirs was like, oh my god, finally someone satirized this this genre, like this is so genius, like finally someone satirized this genre. I was just like, dang, you should check ours out, you know. I wanted to like comment on this. Hey, you should check ours out too.
Well, they probably saw ours and thought it was real, and then they,
oh, the person who commented, yeah, they thought I was, they're like,
scratch their head and
why isn't someone satirizing this yet, you know, the horse ball and the lace.
Yeah, they saw that, they're like,
real.
Yeah, this is pretty funny, that someone should kind of
this
like
is, reality is kind of funny.
Yeah,
someone should satirize. Yeah, I don't know. Our video's got a lot of views. It's actually kind of surprising that the view count isn't higher because of how crazy viral it was on TikTok.
What are we at here? Let's see.
But
yeah, the full length one is 58,000.
It's really
pretty
not,
tiny.
It's really not
pretty,
that
pretty tiny.
Yeah.
But yeah, the audio fidelity, I'm proud of us for as well on that one, because that's this terrible tinny buzz and it's really screwed up.
Felix says, "Oh shit, super mega drama." That they're called super mega. There's no drama. I'm not saying that their thing was bad. I liked it. I thought it was funny, but I just think ours is more fidelity is closer to tricking somebody.
Let's do a real time. I'm gonna.
I think everyone should make a fake interrogation.
Sam
Everybody
reacts.
Should do that. And theirs might have had more of a narrative to it too, where it was supposed to be kind of more obviously a sketch. I mean, it's obviously more of a sketch. They have the news stuff. I don't know. I guess they're...
Oh, they have a Google Maps is nice.
They're satirizing the whole...
I like this
They
stock.
Did a lot more... see, they did a lot more production on it where they made it exactly like one of these crime channels.
No, the stock footage of the giant senior-friendly
it's good.
Phone is...
It's definitely good, but watch the part where he's actually in the interrogation room. They really go for it, too, with Stuart Pecan and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of... Family Guy.
That's not bad with the axon. That's pretty good. But see that? That's not
Axon's
a. That's
good.
Not really a. It's too hi-fi, don't you think?
No, actually, I really do like that angle.
Okay.
And I like all that right,
maybe
room.
I'm being too harsh on it.
No, but my issue is that guy.
That
his,
guy. He's not.
Costume,
he's obviously not a cop.
Costume's
yeah.
terrible.
He's
but,
obviously not a cop. He's too young and he's too.
But I really.
He's not dressed correctly.
I actually really do like that table up against the wall like that, and the rubber molding on is pretty funny. On the,
I felt like the fidelity's wrong, but whatever. I'm being nitpicky, I guess. I guess I just saw how many views it got, and I thought, I wish we had that, and I got jealous.
I like the blocking of the... I don't really mind the fidelity too much. It could be more crushed. It could
it
have
needs
a wider
to be crushed.
Angle.
It needs to be, like, crushed.
And you
yeah.
could get, like, warp it up a bit. But,
I don't think they're trying to. I
like
don't
the
think
room.
They're trying to do the thing we did, which what we tried to do is just completely trick somebody. You know.
Yeah, not that we intended on it.
I thought it was kind of the purpose of ours. But see, this is obviously supposed to be a joke, and it's good.
I mean, in the first like second of ours, we were like farting and pooping. We didn't expect people to believe it.
Yeah, but I guess you're right. I don't know. Whatever. I don't want to disrespect them.
No, I think that room is really good. Our weakest link was the room, and we thought, oh, this is so corny and obvious that it's fake. Our room sucks.
Yeah.
And then everyone.
Yeah, it's fine.
It.
Yeah, whatever.
We fooled them all. But I think their camera's too tight.
I'm surprised more people haven't sat or like made fake versions of that, because those videos are so
budget friendly.
So many videos like that on there, and once you click one, you get like 1,000 recommended. And I'm kind of surprised. I mean, there's probably other people that have, but. Because it's so easy to do, too. You just put the camera in the corner, and then all the other stuff. Like, they put a lot more work into theirs. It's like, the Google Maps flyover shit. Like, it's really not hard to do, just, like... Because those guys who make those crime channels are not, like, expert editors, you know?
No, not by any... Yeah, like,
and they're not even expert, like, psychology people. Like, some of the analysis is so bad. It's
what are you
talking about? I mean, that's why I wanted to make a fake one, because it's so... They just throw whatever they want in there. Or something. Anyway.
Well,
it kind of doesn't matter what I say on this podcast if I do shots fired or not at a large creator, because they'll never see it anyway, because they're not ever going to get that big, so it won't actually matter.
Yeah.
It's like a David and Goliath style, but David getting squashed and destroyed with Goliath always win. It's like a reverse David and Goliath, where David is, or when Goliath wins.
There's Sisyphus. I don't know. There's probably a few other metaphors.
I get worried about shots firing other creators when I don't mean to, because I'm not trying to be mean. I was just saying that we're epic.
Hit it. I agree. Yeah, so we got April 1st coming up. That'll be fun to drive around.
That's a Monday?
It is. It's Easter Monday, as the banks call it.
It's Easter this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's Holy Week. We got Maundy Thursday tomorrow.
Maundy Thursday.
We got Good Friday. Then we got Holy Saturday. Then we got Easter Sunday to match. Oh, this is cool. It's Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything for Easter?
No.
Just regular style. You got work off?
On Sunday?
Well, I guess Monday you got off.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of a non-standard day off that just, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I like that you only get banking. Like, it's something about banking. Like,
yeah, I just call it that. I think that's a legacy term I dragged over from church bar when I worked at church bar. Grant was basically like, every holiday, if a holiday falls on a Sunday, it gets moved to Monday as a banking holiday, and therefore a bar can stay open on Sunday till 3 a.m.
3 a.m., yeah, I remember
that. And so, like, those holidays were really a big deal for the bar because I remember
that too, yeah.
Sundays are so slow, and then we'd have to be open even later, so a lot of us would groan and moan about it.
But then when I remember at Joystick, we kind of turned that into an excuse to, like, party hardcore.
Sure, hey, why not?
Because we just drink on the job the whole time.
Yeah.
Because nobody's in there, but you got to be there till like 3.
Yeah, it. What's this? Just like day after night. Don't let
the sun shine out of your sight. Because I can feel. What is this from? Is this from a Bollywood film?
Certainly, yeah.
You seen that video of the guy in the studio? He's Indian swagged, and. It's like a guy and a girl, and they're singing this song. It's like a meme. It's viral. You know what I'm talking about? And then it stops, and the girl's like, why do you want to tell everybody this? And then he's like, because I'm a bad boy. Like, he does, like, responses.
No, no.
Can someone link that? What is that?
This is one of my favorite.
He goes, I always see bad in good. I also see good in bad.
Never
That's
mind.
A good video. Yeah, you got really into Bollywood stuff for a while. It's good.
No, it's just like really, yeah, it's a thing where 90s Bollywood, you can find some just like real fun.
That's
fun,
like the,
fun.
You know what else is, I like about Bollywood stuff is the,
Here's a movie to match. Like if you like a song.
A very good bad boy. Very good bad boy, maybe.
This is, never
mind, you know what I like? The Bollywood thing that's classic is the scenes where they do the crazy cuts, you know?
Yeah.
That's like a classic Bollywood thing.
Yeah.
Look up very good bad boy.
Okay, let me see.
I am a very good bad boy. I am a very good bad boy. I am a very good bad boy.
Oh, shit. I wonder if I will.
I don't know if that's what it's called. Dana says, is that the really long? I can't remember if 3 hours. Wait, what? Oh, Jumpin' Jack Flash by Anushka Shankar. Talk about something.
Fucking
yeah,
ads.
It's My Life. There it is.
Oh, it's no ad. Okay.
That's the one. You never seen this?
No.
This is an amazing song and video.
Oh shit. I should I play like, it on the
You know what this was the this inspired the SRL songs where Dana says stuff to me.
Really?
She goes, "Why do you want to play with rubber bands or whatever?"
Really?
She said, "Yeah, this was my
Wow.
This is because I just love this. The format of the girl asking the guy stuff and then he sings or whatever. It's really funny.
Hey, are you going to sing?
Yeah, but it's not a song. It's my life.
Yeah, like this was the inspiration for that for sure.
Well, this is interesting. These are not. This is not Bollywood, right? This is.
No, I think he just. I'm guessing he's Indian, not. It could be Pakistani, maybe, or something. Or...
I mean, they got the Hindi swag going on, right?
Yeah.
The new Malesh.
I wanna do.
It's my life, where I wanna go. It's my life, who I wanna love. Oh.
Yeah, it's not really, it's the visuals are really the best part in my opinion.
It's my life, where I wanna talk. It's my life,
whatever I wanna talk.
It's my life, who I wanna live alone.
If you live like that, do you know what people think about you?
It does sound like the SRL.
It's the same cadence and everything. And I kind of, it's one of those things where I kind of didn't realize that that was the inspiration until I thought about it. I went, no, that is, I was trying to recreate this exactly.
I wish I could find this, one of my absolute favorite Bollywood tracks, but real Bollywood.
Yeah, dances. Film, like, the part where she goes, hey, what the hell do you think of yourself? That's a really good.
That's a funny sentence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is the part. Here it is. I am a very good bad boy. I am a very good bad boy.
They're having fun.
I am a very good bad boy. Yeah, they're just having fun in the studio. It's too much for your brain to handle. All right, that's enough. I can't hear it.
Okay.
It just really, like, rocks my brain.
I didn't want to.
It's too much.
I didn't want to cut it off without.
Just cut that shit off.
I wish the problem with Bollywood is it's really hard to. Oh, never mind. Found it. I love this song.
Kuch Kuch Hota
Hai. They play, kuch, I think kuch, they play good Bollywood stuff over the speakers at Chai Pani. You got to go to Chai Pani, dude.
Brother, oh, yeah, yeah. I would love to.
You got to go to Chai Pani, dude.
We should go together.
We should. It's yum, man. But yeah, they play Bollywood there. They crank this shit. And it's yum. It's good, duh.
So this is a tight beat right here, right?
Good night, Dana.
Good night.
This is what?
A tight beat.
Tight beat. Yeah, it's cool.
And look at the album art here.
It really is undeniably good music. Yeah, it's cool.
The 90s. This is a very 90s one. So this has, you can look this up, and it's a full scene from a movie with the top Bollywood resources, you know, lots of money.
The stuff in this that's all orchestrated is so nice. Like all the strings and stuff. Like there's something really good.
It's so, yeah, so often, agreeable, frankly.
Acid says, what is this called? It's a sample gold mine. Truly a sample gold mine.
They have a really good call and response
part
coming up here. Listen to this. I think it's coming. Yeah, here. They do a call and response.
It's George Harrison for sure. Or George Harrison is this.
George got so Hindi pills.
It's George. Yeah. It's George. What is it called? Tell Acid.
Oh, this. What?
Yeah.
This song?
Yeah.
It's Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. But I'll type it in the chat. Hota Hai.
It's the Pater's Music Podcast.
So listen to that one. Right here. And then boom, this bridge.
That's the part that reminds me of George Harrison, All Things Must Pass, Swag.
Yeah, and so you listen to this and you're like, this is a really nice song. Then you look it up and there's a $1 million music video, because it's from a scene from a movie where they're all riding skateboards and stuff. And yeah. It's outrageous. It's, what more could you ever want and ask for? It's outrageous.
That'd be fun to go to India.
Yeah, I've thought about it.
Seems a little hectic, you know, a little scary almost.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. You know, there's probably the real, real tourist experience there, and then there's the one that's real, real not tourist experience, and not a lot in between. Maybe I'm wrong. But
no, yeah, I'm
that's what
sure.
It kind of seems like it would be, but.
It seems hardcore.
Anyway. Oh, it's been an hour.
Yeah.
It's getting late. Another Pater's Pod in the can, another show in the can. Fun hanging out with you guys, doing what we do, and we're going to do it forever till we die. Just the 21 of you and the two of us, a match made in heaven, sitting and chatting every week for 1 hour. And that's what we do, and we dream big. We dream the dreams that may never come true, and some that might too. Loving our life, loving our show, and loving our friends. And we will love to see you April 1st. So that's this Monday, right?
Yep.
So we're going to see you guys next April 1st, Monday. Do we have a time?
Noon.
Noon. Oh, noon. Okay, that's early. That's good.
You and I discussed it.
That's right. Sorry, I don't remember. So, guys, noon, April 1st.
We'll you said it was late.
Did I? Oh, yeah, because I got something to do that night.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, April 1st, noon, we'll see you guys in the car. We're going to do a live stream then, and then we'll see you Wednesday for episode 102, and we'll keep chugging along and enjoying our life.
See ya.
See you guys in the Discord, and see you guys online. Good night.